Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7 is our passage as we continue our journey through the Bible. Here's what the passage says. How beautiful! On the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. I just returned from a mission trip to Panama with about 40 teens, 9 leaders, and a dozen missionaries who met with us and ministered with us during an impactful week. In order to present the gospel most effectively, our team was divided into 3 groups. There were dancers, puppeteers, and a drama team. The dancers and puppeteers performed in elementary schools, while the drama team took the message to the high schools. Amazingly, these presentations were done in the public schools in Panama. So during the week, we shared the gospel with over 3,500 students. After the presentation, a clear gospel message was given by one of the missionaries. The Panamanian students were invited to respond to the good news of Jesus. Afterwards, our teens passed out tracts and spoke to the students about Jesus. Through interpreters, our teens shared their love for Jesus and commitment to serve him. As I read today's passage, I couldn't help think about our teens who went to Panama and the hundreds of others who go out from our church to share Christ in another culture. First, our preparation to go on a mission trips is an intense process. Our trips are not purposed for those who just like to travel and see the world. Our focus is clear. We're going to go tell people about Jesus. And secondly, how encouraging it is to see people, young and old, take time out of their busy lives to proclaim salvation. How beautiful, this passage says, are the feet of those who go across the ocean or even across the street to bring good news and proclaim the peace with God that can only come through Jesus. As I read this, my heart is heavy because the missionaries we partner with in Panama have gone through some challenging time. Mirko Delibasic passed away unexpectedly and suddenly. Mirko was a great man of God who loved to share the message of Jesus Christ. In fact, the day he died, he was sharing the message with the teens in Panama at the camp, and he was telling them that he knew for certain where he would go when he closed his eyes in death, little knowing that that day would be the day when he met Jesus face to face. So as you think about this passage, think about those like Mirko, those who committed their lives to taking the good news to individuals who didn't know Jesus. And through a vehicle, a person like Mirko, God brought many, many people to Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for Mirko. We thank you for his life. We thank you for what he meant to us and the impact he had on us. Lord, we don't know why you took Mirko so suddenly at such a young age. We just know you don't make mistakes. For others, Lord, who have lost a loved one, I pray that you would give them your calmness and your peace and your goodness and your grace today as well. In Christ's name, amen.